content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in,
that's your problem.
Everybody, welcome to Spiritually Raw. Today's episode is the Q Corner, and as you can see, we have not just one great guest, we have two great guests, and we are excited to get the show rolling. We have a lot to talk about today, and without further ado, Jay, why don't you introduce our two great guests today?
Let's roll right in, everybody. Real quick, before we get there, and before I bring them on, because you can see that they're right there ready to jump in, and we got a lot to talk about, and so little time to talk about it. And I just want to remind you, while you're on here, when you're watching this video, don't forget to hit the subscribe button and share and like it, because it's going to get this word out, and it allows us to be able to get this amazing shows that we're about to have today with, for example, with these two gentlemen here. So I'm going to dive right in here, give you a quick introduction. You all know Sean Morgan from our Q Corner. Sean's an expert in all things QAnon, independent journalist and author of QAnon for Beginners, and co-author of Patreon Riches. You can find Sean at QAnonFAQ.com, and also check him out on YouTube at Sean Morgan. So just put in Sean Morgan, and we'll have links for you, for everybody too. Also, welcome him back, because we had a great time with you, Pastor Tibbs. That's great. Good to have you back again. He's former captain in the U.S. Army, author Theologian.
I hope I messed it up last time,
but you all know what I was talking about, right? End times expert with a prophetic edge, Pastor Calvin is trained to work with people from the blueprint of their intelligent design. And we asked both of these, and you can find him out and support what he's got going on at kdchurch.org. And again, those links will be up there for you to be able to check that out during the show and after the show too. We asked both of these gentlemen to come on here today to give us their insights about what is going on right now and help maybe bring some sanity to it. So, gentlemen, thank you both. I'm welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Thank you. Normally, we would start, you know, just with the Q Corner, but there's been a lot going on in the past week, and I came across some articles that I thought would be really great if we could get both of your input on it. So, the first one was, if you don't mind, if we start with, before we get to the Q Corner, first thing that came up today, we didn't even talk about this yet, but defunding the police. And there was an article that came out, seems to be growing rapidly, especially even in just like the past few days. So far, currently, the cities that plan to defund the police right now are Portland, Oregon, LA, Minneapolis, Lansing, Michigan, Baltimore, Norman, Hartford, Connecticut, and Boston, and also New York. This seems to be an insane epidemic that's growing fast, and I wanted to get your feedback first before we really start getting into the other topics on what your thoughts are, both of your thoughts on this. And Pastor Calvin, do you want to start first?
Okay, I'll start first. It is a trick of the darkness. It is lunacy. It is a well-coordinated objective from the darkness to create anarchy under the cover of social justice. And social justice by itself is a false finish line, because we're already created equal under the eyes of the Lord. So to aspire to something that we already have just puts us out on a lost leader.
Yeah, I resonate with that. And I think that we do need to look at police reform, and we do need to look at how much money we're spending on these things. But that's not This is not an authentic evaluation of our police departments. This is, like the pastor said, this is a very intentional plan to create chaos. There's mm-hmm. a reason why they're releasing all these felons at this and all these people at the same time that were in prisons. It's not because they're so afraid of people in prison getting coronavirus. It's because they're trying to foment the chaos. And so, you know, when you combine the fact that everyone's at home, they're going stir crazy and they're fighting with each other, and you've got the prisoners being released into the public and they're reoffending, and then you have organized riots, and you just add the defunding of the police that they're, and the police are being ordered to stand down as well. So, and then when people do finally get caught for breaking a law, there are these prosecutors and people in place and protected safe zones who are releasing them, and also rich people who are bailing them out. So it's all plan. You know, it's, you know, it's crazy that we're living in these times, because there's never been a coordinated effort like this to create chaos in the United States. So it's a historic time, and it seems crazy to say it's all planned, but all you have to do is read the headlines and it'll tell the whole story for you.
Wait, as they're defunding the police department, somebody asked me this question and I want to get clarity on this today. The monies that are being defunded from the police, are they the same money that would also be going to the firefighters, emergency service, paramedics, and also ambulance as well? Do you know?
It depends. I mean, in New York, they're trying to do $1 billion cut. This is one of the biggest cities in the world with the biggest budgets in the world. It's our hard-earned tax dollars. And, you know, that's supposed to go so that when a citizen has an emergency, like someone's trying to kill them in their house, they can pick up the phone and there'll be somebody on the other end that'll come and help them. Mm-hmm. But if they cut $1 billion of it, there's nobody going to be on the other end of that line, or else they're going to say, sorry, there's another emergency somewhere else, and we'll get to you when we can. And by that time, it could be too late. So this is where we have to get involved in our local governments, be at those city council meetings and stand up and say, wait, I need help with my emergency service. This is the minimal government is supposed to do for us. So if government won't do this for us, what are they even here for at all?
Pastor Calvin, do you think that this is just going to start, or is it going to stop where it's at now? Or do you think it's going to start spreading like wildfire?
I think just like an unruly child that a parent lets get away with throwing ice cream on the floor because it's the wrong type, and any other mannish activity, until the parents, be they both citizens as well as those who are in authority, step up into their positions, I think some of it will go on. Mm-hmm. I think when the right person who is affected by this crazy activity makes a real statement about, well, I called and no one came and this is what happened, and then when that news story begins to catch, if you will, fire, mm-hmm. it's going to create the reality that something is wrong. But the major problem is that we've left the center of righteousness. And I don't mean self-righteousness or some kind of be good and go to church kind of thing. Going to church is a blessing, but a bunch of folks who go to church need far more than the activity of attending. Mm-hmm. So if the goal of this is to steer further and further away from God, because his righteousness requires authority, his righteousness requires the rule of law. So if people throw that out, again, in my estimation, this is a precursor to things to come if it's not stopped. But I think it's going to be stopped in these crazy places because most folks are going to leave. And then when anarchy breaks out, they're going to recognize they're not getting the tax dollar, and then they want to change because it's affecting the pocketbook.
So the actual virus in itself has a racist element to it, because the New York Times Oregon County reported that Oregon County issues a face mask order that exempts non-white people, and Fox News Oregon County's coronavirus mask order exempts people of color who have heightened concerns about racial profiling. Pastor, I'm going to jump right back to you on that. When you hear something like that, I mean, how does that even make you feel about your culture, your heritage, everything that, okay, how is this putting in there for you?
Oh, to me first? Well, it's unnerving to think that rational people think that it's a good idea to let any group of people get their way because of skin tones. Mm-hmm. The lunacy of that is being bought by both sides. And I don't mean everybody, but in general, like yesterday, I was getting a tooth pulled, so I hope my face is not swollen. But
I'm sorry. You look
we'll
great.
Edit. We'll edit, man. We edit. Edit's good. It's all you good. Y'all good, man.
But I was looking out the window while I was waiting for the dentist to come in, and I saw a black man walking and a white man walking. And I just noticed when they got within, say, 20 yards of each other, the white gentleman walked into the parking lot like he was going to go to the store, only to resurface on the other side. So it was clear he was avoiding something. But what was he avoiding? Was he afraid? I don't know. But regardless, fear is working so well that people who would otherwise talk don't want to talk for fear of this new reality. So to be honest with you, for any person, be he black or white, but especially black people, to think that there is some social justice over being told something that's already true about you. In other words, all men are created equal by God. So being upset that somebody doesn't like you is the first problem. Because if I love and like and respect myself, I really don't need it from the outside as much as I need it from the inside. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, and this is just an old communist Alinsky identity politics tactic of trying to categorize people and get them to identify with a category, when in reality, all of us have a mosaic of diversity of heritage. And it's hard to even say, if I had a really good tan, I might be even darker than Pastor Tibbs. So what right. your skin tone Me is too. And what your heritage is and what your nationality and your religion, all of these different categories are arbitrary. And it's interesting how Barack Obama always gets called a black person when he's a half white person. Mm-hmm. So why is that mm-hmm. being erased from his identity and his reality? It's really racist. It's really wrong to erase that heritage. And so I think the more they do it, the more they, people in the mainstream media and the left especially, do that, the more it makes people wake up and realize, hey, I'm not a category. It just feels wrong. Mm-hmm. And that's what I notice with my friends on the left and the right, and is that they don't identify with that category of being that thing that everyone wants to call them.
So do you think it's actually backfiring?
Yeah, it's all backfiring. I mean, I think that this, all of this chaos has to go to a certain point before people actually wake up and stand up in their authority and their sovereignty. But also the white hats, you know, because I'm coming from the QAnon angle of all of this, they're actually waiting too. They're waiting for the dark side to expose themselves, expose their plans, expose their nature. And we're waiting for the public to wake up to it and identify it and make a stand on it. And then they're going to make, take the actions that need to be taken. Look at how Trump has purposefully given authority, the rightful authority, to the governors and the states, because we're not in a dictatorship here. It's not like Trump is going to control everything with the military. No, mm-hmm. we live in a republic where the representatives in each state get to determine their own, you know, they have their own little semi-autonomous governments there. So 50 different states with 50 different governors get to self-determine. And so the president's letting them do that, as they rightfully should. But they're exposing themselves. They're exposing the fact that they don't care about their people. And that's why Cuomo and Wolf and Whitmer and all of these governors have put COVID positive people into nursing homes, because they purposefully were trying to kill people. I know mm-hmm. that's hard for people to swallow, but why else would you put COVID positive people into a nursing home or any kind of disease like the flu or anything with old people when they're known to be the most vulnerable?
Pastor, do you see that as a man of God when you take a look at it, kind of what Sean says? Do you see that the Spirit or the Holy Spirit or God, however you interpret it, is waiting for these dark forces to really just kind of show themselves even clearer so they can be destroyed that much easier? Is that how spiritually you see it? Or if not, how would you look at that?
I can definitely see that parallel. I think that Jesus is really doing more in his church without church being in session than most of us realize. There's a scripture that indicates he was headed, just to having gotten off of a boat in a place called Capernaum, to heal a person that was sick. And along the way, that's where we hear the woman with the issue of blood comes up behind him and touches him, and she's made whole. Well, when these people from Jairus' house arrived to Jesus, they said, "The daughter is sick, please come." He said, "Great, I'm going." Then someone else comes out and says, "She's dead, don't waste your time." So he gets there. While he's there, they're all crying. Well, if Jesus is in the room, why are you crying? That's a big question. Secondly, he says, "The daughter is asleep." Now they go from crying to laughing. So the reality, in my view, is right in that story, because mm-hmm. Jesus puts everybody out except for Peter, James, and John. If you will, the small number of those who will believe him and not laugh at what he's doing. Those who are a small number who will believe him despite what they see. So indeed, there is this falling away that's happening. And I think there is this sussing out. And I think what the Lord is doing is telling people, not I'm talking about the church building, but the people who possess him. He's saying to him, will you embrace what I want to do? Because I can do greater things than this dead situation in America, this dead situation in this room. But while people want to laugh, and I'm talking about folks in the body of Christ who really don't believe God beyond their personal strength, the difficulty there, he is waiting indeed for them to get it together where we can all trust him at whatever levels of our relative faith so that we can be contributors in the last days.
Sean, you made a comment. I want to just make sure I understood what you said correctly, that the white hats are waiting still. What are they waiting for? At what point are they going to say enough is enough?
Well, first of all, I want to say amen to what the pastor said before, because we all have to have faith and agreement with a positive future timeline for humanity and for our country. And we all need to pray and act in agreement with that positive timeline. And that's what will manifest it. Q has actually said, life is what you make it. So if we're going into the wearing a mask, being in fear, that kind of mentality, we're going to manifest that reality of fear. So I really resonate with what the pastor was saying. But yeah, I think, I'm very impatient just like everyone else. I would like Trump and military to just step in and end the autonomous zone the day that it was started in Seattle. But look what happened. Look what happens. It's the art of war. You let the enemy destroy themselves. You don't have to waste resources on it. And you're able to get so many more benefits when the enemy destroys itself. So I think that's what's happening kind of on a larger scale. If you imagine the whole country is like that autonomous zone in Seattle where the chaos is allowed to happen, but then they end up destroying themselves and contradicting themselves. And then the Washington Post and the New York Times and all of these mainstream media sources end up contradicting themselves. And then more trust is lost. And then the average person just doesn't trust the left and doesn't trust the media and doesn't trust these talking heads anymore. And that's the end goal, is to get people to start thinking for themselves. This is a battle for your mind more than anything else.
You made some huge valid points, and it definitely helps put things in perspective. Looking at it from the other side of the coin, how does it help the other people who are for Trump but are thinking, why isn't he doing anything?
Right. I don't think we I can relate. First of all, I can relate to this. I want, like I said, I want Trump and the military to step in and save the day. Mm-hmm. But that's giving up our own sovereignty, you know, because we, like, for example, I have a little situation in my hometown. I want to go to a co-working space, but they want me to wear a mask for 8 hours while I'm working. And so I said, who's the decision maker on this? Because I don't agree with it. And then they told me it was a whole board of people. That we were in big arguments about this. The whole board is disagreeing on this. Do you have any resources? So I sent them a bunch of resources so that they could have information and start doing critical thinking and start making better decisions. But that's what we all need to do with our local, in our own family, in our own town, in our own state. And, you know, part of me thinks, hey, I'm not going to wait around for the United States to get better. I am going to actually get talking with other patriots about creating our own jurisdiction. I know that seems like a real big dream, but I think humanity is definitely at the point where people of like mind around the world using digital communication can get together and say, hey, let's create our own constitution. Let's create our own country. And you know, so people can go live in Chaz in Seattle if they want, or they can live in like New Hampshire, which has a motto, which is live free or die, or Texas is another conservative state where they value these things. So, or you could create your own country. So we can't wait around for other people to create the reality we want. We have to participate.
So, Pastor, with that being said, who governs us in that scenario? You know what I mean? So for example, if we're building our own things and who ends up governing this? And do you foresee this biblically?
Well, the reality of self-governance is throughout the scripture. And that's what makes America very unusual, because we don't have just one ethos here. We're a melting pot from many different places. So for example, when we say black people, it's not possible that that's every person of color. Any more than when you say white people, it's the same thing. So it really does boil down to, in my estimation, the agenda that got this all started. This is an expansion program. The earth is an expansion program. God already ruled the heavens. The heavens were not an issue to him. He wanted to demonstrate his sovereignty, his grace, and his power by coming to a place and then coming inside of his creation as a subordinate, which is totally crazy, but it reveals the strength of his power. And like Sean said, which is so incredible, that statement, we're responsible for what we do with God. Mm-hmm. And however that looks in community or however it looks inside of us personally, we will ultimately give an account to him about what we did with him.
You know, that kind of leads me right into the next thing about, you know, who's playing God here. I want to read something real quick. I have to put on my glasses. Hold on a minute, people. Okay, so last week we talked about, Sean, if you remember, we exposed the truth behind Black Lives Matter. We followed the money trail. The money trail went right to Act Blue. And if you didn't catch that show, go back and watch it because it's really, really good. It talks about how the funds are being illegally used for the Democratic Party. But going forward this week, I want to talk about an article I read, and it was about the World Health Organization, and it was really disturbing, and I want to see how you both feel about it. We'd like to share a story. While it may sound fictional, it's very real and happening right now in front of our very eyes. It's called The Great Awakening. Our sisters and brothers that come on Spiritually Raw are doing everything to help expand global consciousness, and in many cases, putting everything on the line to share their messages about what's happening around the world for the greater good of humanity, while exposing the truth of the deep state and the dark forces behind it all.
In 2017, a mysterious anonymous entity on the internet started posting on the 4chat messaging board. He claimed to be a patriot with the highest level security clearance, and he called himself Q. Q has been steadily releasing the most massive inside intelligence to the public in the history of humanity. Q has predicted the deaths of powerful politicians, Hollywood celebrities, and the elite.
We are living in the most unbelievable times. Some may even say biblical, scary for many and yet exhilarating for others. Together, we are taking part in getting everyone acclimated to the Great Awakening process and the exciting new discoveries that lie ahead. The sad part is many of our amazing guests are being heavily censored, socially shamed, and outright banned on many platforms for exposing the truth and piercing the veil. By becoming a viewer, you bring your powerful energy towards this global movement of other truth seekers. If you're resonating with our show, please let us know by hitting the like button, sharing, subscribing, turn on the notification, and leave some comments. We would also like to invite you to become a patron and connect with a global movement of others in search of the truth and receive members-only exclusive content in our private Facebook community. Patreon serves as a means to support Spiritually Raw's mission to wake up as many people worldwide and help them on their path to spiritual freedom, enlightenment, and global peace. Go to patreon.com/spirituallyraw to join our private community now. Together, we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Thanks and God bless patriots worldwide.